Well, great morning, Royal Court. I've got Mick Slattery in the house.
Good morning, Royal Court.
We are excited to be talking about seasonal vegetables and produce because we posted a picture this morning on Facebook, and especially on the Royal Court Facebook page, about a farm that we've discovered called, is it Joppa Ridge Farms?
That is correct.
And this is an organic farm, and they are not certified organic, but it is organic, and she has the most amazing produce and the most amazing blueberries and blackberries and
strawberries,
and you can come pick them. They're amazing. But, you know, Mick and I were discussing this morning about, gosh, it's just so great. We love summer. We love summer. We love summer because of all the great produce. And, you know, eating locally is a good thing for so many reasons, and that's what we were discussing. So let's kind of open that up for discussion today, Mick.
Well, all right then. A couple reasons why to eat local. First of all, man, we got some broccoli in our box from Donna, and it is just so good. I mean, it was just totally different. I had been making my stuff with frozen broccoli up until just recently because broccoli just came in fresh, and the difference is just incredible. And it was just picked, like, you know, hours before I got it. It was so good, and it's so much better for you because the nutrients are still in it. They haven't been sitting around on a store shelf for a while. They haven't been glossed and treated and everything. But if you can't get there, you know, the farmer's market is today out at the church, and it is just it's just so beautiful. We just saw the most beautiful produce last week when we were out there. It is just wonderful.
I know. And, you know, he's talking about the taste, and I was just reading, I was looking at some information this morning online, and it says, you know, of course, for us, the taste of food is why we buy it. It's every bit as important as the cost. But when food is not in season locally, it's either grown in a hothouse or shipped from other parts of the world, and both affect the taste. So it was talking about comparing a dark red vine-ripened tomato, still warm from the sunshine, with a winter hothouse tomato that's barely red, somewhat mealy, and lacking in flavor. And when transporting these crops, they have to be harvested early, refrigerated so they don't rot, and they may not ripen as effectively as they would in a natural environment. As a result, they don't even develop their full flavor. And that is what is so funny to me, Mick, is that most people haven't even really tasted what real produce tastes like, because we have to get it from, you know, across the country.
Right. And you cannot beat a fresh tomato picked right off the vine. It is nothing more luscious than that.
I know. And it also talked about in this article that foods lose flavor just as they lose moisture when they are held. But fresh, locally harvested foods have their full, whole flavors intact, which they release to us when we eat them. And that's what we're looking for. Foods that are chilled and shipped, they're going to lose the flavor every step of the way. Chilling cuts their flavor. Transport cuts their flavor. Being held in a warehouse cuts their flavor. It's just kind of hard to be enthusiastic about eating 5 servings a day of flavorless fruits and vegetables. So this is why kids, you know, probably don't like it as much as we want them to eat it, because it doesn't taste good. And actually, the cost of having to get this produce shipped from across the country, it's a horrible carbon footprint, number one. It's, you know, it's half as much to bring it in from the farmers, you know, themselves.
Right. And it's good to support your local economy. And, you know, I'm all about the small farmers that do things right instead of these big mass production places that just have fields and fields that they're spraying and fertilizing. And they use the fertilizer is no good. It grows the plants pretty, but they're nutritionally devoid.
Right. And, you know, again, we need to be eating what is in season, because it actually, it's just cost less. It's just better for everybody if you actually eat the things that are in season. It's better for your body. The nutritional components count so much more. And it's just the basic law of supply and demand. When crops are in season, you're going to be rewarded financially by purchasing what is growing now.
Yes, and I'd actually read something where it actually will help your allergies if you eat seasonally, so eat what's available during the season. But, you know, honey is one of those local grown things that you should always get locally because of the pollen, the local pollens and everything that are used, that the bees use in the honey or get for the honey, actually help your allergies.
Exactly. So, you know what, guys? Find a local market or a local farmer's market that you kind of trust. And going back to Joppa Farms, the thing that we really like about it is that, again, it is an organic farm, but it's not certified organic because it's too expensive to be certified organic. But she does, you know, this is where it pays to know the person that's running it and know, you know, what their philosophy is and the whole thing. So find somebody that you trust, shop locally, shop seasonally, and oh my goodness, you are just going to kick yourself if you don't get out there and do this, because oh my gosh, the produce is absolutely amazing. It makes it fun to cook because it's so pretty. It tastes so great. Use all your seasonings, you know, don't over season, but oh my goodness, use all those seasonings that have tons of antioxidants in it. Use your light gray Celtic sea salt, your turmeric, and just enjoy the summer. Get out there and enjoy it. I know it's hot, but in the mornings, it's really nice. Get out there and get some free vitamin D and just be thankful. It's great.
Yes, and have a great weekend and keep cool and drink your water.
That's right. Boy, drink your water. Drink your gallon of water. It should be no problem to do it in this heat. Stay on the reservation. Sleep. Have great sleep in the dark. We will see you Monday, Turkey Creek, 5:30.
Bye-bye.
Bye.